Jamie Furbush gave me a yet a even better email to go and to register and be a part of all the activity. Youth are encouraged to come early and stay after their session to watch the Memorial Cup teams live in a little bit of practice action. You can register at SaginawBayIceArena.com. That's the better one than the one that we gave you earlier. SaginawBayIceArena.com is the way to go. And thank you, Jamie Furbush, and thank you, Jamie Furbush. See, I don't get to do that very often, so I wanted to do that. That's for the Memorial Cup, presented by the Youth Skills Clinics, presented by Zenders. And then, of course, outside at the Dow Center, the Memorial Cup Ball Hockey Jamboree. And I can't, again, stress enough, Dow, Jim Fitterling and his team and all of the support they're giving and always give to so many people. Hey, Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through the 14th. What is today?
It's the 8th, so it starts today.
Goodness. Is today the 8th or the 7th? Because my paper in front of me says the 7th.
Well,
but my phone, I don't know. Do you have the 8th?
I have the 8th.
See, we run.
Whoever put that date down needs some retraining.
Yes, Mike, that's true. So anyway, it's May 8th. So it starts today. I'm crossing off the 7th. Live Nation's Concert Week starts today through the 14th. With $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows. And we, WJR, are partnering up to let you pick your trip. Choose from dozens of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. One winner will get round-trip air, two nights hotel, and two premium tickets to the Live Nation Concert Week show of their choice. So be sure to listen weekdays for the national text keywords for your chance to pick your trip. To enter, text this hour's national keyword, tour, T-O-U-R. Text this hour's national keyword, tour, to 95819. That's 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. All righty. And now we move to a sad story, but we need to talk about it. And to talk about it from the Michigan State Police, our friend, longtime friend, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, is here after a horrible start to the week. Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Paul W. here on the road from Saginaw, matter of fact. Nice to have you on board. I wish we were talking about something else, but at least we're going to at least set the alarm and let people know that there's a problem out there.
And there is. And unfortunately, it's the same stuff over and over again. But we usually don't see it like this, where we have three fatal crashes in one day. But if we look at everything that went into those three fatal crashes, it's all the same things that we're seeing all the time. And that's the excessive speed, following too closely, driving impaired, not wearing your seatbelt. Those risky driving behaviors that are causing these fatalities on our roads.
That's just so incredibly unfortunate. But what really makes it bad, and I know, Mike, you and I have talked about this, it sounds like every one of these things were preventable.
And that's the toughest part of all, is going to somebody's house and letting them know that they've lost a loved one for something that was totally preventable, from, you know, just not wearing a seatbelt or being impaired or following too closely, or in the case of the motorcycle crash with, you know, somebody driving too fast and losing control. And, you know, now a 19-year-old is no longer with us. A 4-year-old's no longer with us. These risky driving behaviors, they just have to stop.
And again, we remind you, as we have in the past, these are all preventable. Now, I didn't hear anything about well, no, you had impaired, so there could be either drug or booze involved. You had speed, which happens far too often. I just cannot understand people who still drive around without a seatbelt. I just, it's such a simple thing to do, and it is a lifesaver. This isn't just me guessing. We know for a fact it's a lifesaver, Mike.
And that's the toughest part to understand, because just 4 or 5 years ago, Michigan used to lead the country in seatbelt use. We're right about 98%. And then something happened. I don't know if it was the pandemic and people staying at home, but when they got back behind the wheel of the car, they just stopped wearing their seatbelts for some reason. So we do have a seatbelt campaign that's coming up later on this month, but we're going to really concentrate on seatbelt use. And you know, sometimes it's going to be a ticket, sometimes, you know, maybe a warning, but we really want people to realize that seatbelt will save your life. And more than likely, it would have saved some lives out of one of the probably the child, if they were properly buckled into that car seat.
Let me thank you, because I haven't had a chance to personally say thank you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all of the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police for the incredible job, with all law enforcement within the sound of my voice, for an incredible NFL Detroit draft. You guys did an incredible job, and we don't hear enough about it. We only hear about it when things go wrong. I'm here to say God bless you and all those hardworking men and women. And in advance, we've got the Movement Festival coming up. And then, of course, we have Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, which I just believe on the streets of Detroit is going to be the biggest and best ever, because the floodgates are open because of the success of the NFL draft. But thank you, thank you, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. We really do appreciate it. It was a lot of hard work, but there's one thing that police do here in Metro Detroit. We work very well together. We keep people safe, but we got to thank the community too. We made no arrests, zero arrests during the NFL draft. With that many people down there, with alcohol involved and people having a good time, usually you run into a couple of folks that, you know, maybe have a little bit too much to drink and get upset with somebody. No arrests. Zero. And that's part of the community we have here and the great work of the police officers that are out there. I just get to talk about them. It's the troopers that are out there every day doing their job. They're doing outstanding work.
Just want to say also, in lieu of what we've been talking about, and make sure we continue it, we need people to wear helmets, even though they don't have to. Wear a helmet. Drive responsibly, whatever you're driving. Know your riding abilities if it's a motorcycle. Drive under the speed limit if you don't have the, if you haven't been doing it a long time, wear the helmet. You also say out there from the Michigan State Police, let's be nice out there. I mean, that sounds so simple, but we've run into some problems in that area, haven't we, Mike?
Yeah, and we have, and that's one of the easiest things we can say. You know, just be nice out there. If somebody needs to get in the lane in front of you, give them a little wave and let them in. Back off. We hear a lot of people, well, I tailgate because I don't want anybody to cut in front of me. Well, we're not sponsored by anybody by driving a NASCAR. We don't have to make anybody happy but our time to get it there. If we just spend a little bit of extra time going to work, taking it easy, being nice to others, a lot of these preventable crashes would just simply go away.
God bless you for that, and keep up the good work and all the people you represent at the Michigan State Police. Lieutenant Mike Shaw, thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Paul W. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you every day as we continue here in Focus on the Road in Saginaw, the city of Saginaw, host of the 2024 Memorial Cup coming to Saginaw May 24th through June 2nd. And we're sponsored by Annie Rummel and her Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, GoGreat.com, as we continue on WJR.